It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
The Organization of Eastern Caribbean States is adopting legislation on cryptocurrencies and other virtual digital assets. St. Vincent and the Grenadines has passed legislation in this regard. That country's Minister of Finance, Camilo Gonzalez, had this to say in Parliament. Digital assets are the next big thing in terms of finance and commerce globally. The captains of international business often say investment tends to head to ports that are friendly, and cryptocurrency and digital assets, such as non-fungible tokens, are no exception. Might St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Antigua and Barbuda, Grenada and St. Kitts and Nevis, which have passed legislation designed in part by the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, be setting up their countries for international investment? Gonzalez said that under the law, virtual assets do not include digital currency, such as the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank's DCash, but other representations of value that Vincentians can trade and transfer and buy and sell with. DCash is a pilot digital version of the Eastern Caribbean dollar, which has increasingly been adopted and used across the Economic Union of Eastern Caribbean Islands, known as the OECS. Finance Minister Gonzalez made it clear that while virtual digital assets such as cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum were not in use widely, it was important to be an early adopter of legislation. Important too for islands like St. Vincent and the Grenadines and other OECS members to have homegrown legislation rather than wait, in the words of the finance minister, for regulations to be imposed on his country. This is an apparent reference to recommended global rules that have been submitted by the Financial Action Task Force and Europe. On October 7th, the government of Dominica announced on its official website that it had entered into an agreement with Tron, bonding Tron Protocol as its designated national blockchain infrastructure. An official statement said Tron has obtained the government's endorsement to issue Dominica Coin, a blockchain-based fan token, to promote Dominica's global fanfare for its natural heritage and tourist attractions while boosting its economic growth. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, Monday and Friday mornings on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.